You are locked in to the dollar bin.
Okay.
All right, so this is Adam of the Dollar Bin. We're here at Devin's house in Columbia, South Carolina. With me, I have Brian and Devin, because apparently I am the Dollar Bin.
Welcome to Adam's Tory Roadshow. This week, Adam, we should get one of those maps.
Where this in week, the world is visit Adam? Our friends down in Columbia, South Carolina.
Start posting Adam's touring schedule.
Dollar Bin South.
Dollar Bin's.
We're original recipe.
Original recipe. I've actually, while up in Charlotte, I have declared myself Dollar Bin Global.
Dollar Bin Global.
I'm a member of Dollar Bin Global.
You're the only non-interchangeable part.
Because he's got the equipment.
Yeah, I do.
That's what she said.
Before I forget, I do want to point out that next to me here on the couch, I have a very, very awesome sketch that was mailed to us by one of our loving listeners.
Yes.
Thanks, Joel.
Sent us a Iron Fist by Derek Rydoffs.
Something
do you guys
like
know
that.
The pronunciation? If you want to post a comment with the phonetic pronunciation.
The proper pronunciation.
Yeah,
but,
Derek Rydoffs. It's freaking awesome. I'm going to put it up on the... Either I'll post it with this or whatever, but man, I'm totally keeping it. So, until somebody throws in for an office...
That's exactly what I said to Brian. Yeah.
Do we have an office where we can have things?
No. Therefore, we could get like a
I was like, Chris has the first dollar we made framed in his house. I get the next thing.
Soon to be followed by about three more, I think, so far.
Sweet. I've got the mail key.
We all get to take little things away.
It's super, super awesome, and we were very appreciative.
Yeah, it is very sweet. We appreciate that, Joel.
That's all I had. You guys got anything?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
Yeah. Okay, I can work with that.
Merry Festivus, Hanukkah.
Hook 'em horns. How about that? At least for tonight, because right now I'm looking at my television, and Ohio State's about to start playing Texas, so I'm a Longhorn fan tonight.
A lot of interesting things have happened in the last few weeks, one of which has not been a show here in Columbia.
No. It's the first time we've recorded a show with anything resembling the regular Dollar Bin staff in a while.
I listened to my first Dollar Bin show.
What'd you think? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Three years in, got Devin to finally listen to a show start to finish.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, most of it though.
So close.
Oh, I was over an hour into it, and then I had to quit.
It was there's too much to cut. I mean, there's too much good stuff in there.
I will probably end up going back and finishing it. But at that point, I'd already been listening for an hour or something. I'm like, all right, seriously, I gotta go do something else.
So,
Devin voicing the opinion of most of our listeners.
It's cool, guys, but shit.
How much time have I wasted on these guys already? Don't I have a life?
But that was a blast to do, and hopefully we'll be getting some more. I believe it was actually requested that Terrence become a regular member of the show.
Yeah, people are liking the Terrence.
So, you're going to have to travel, Terrence.
Yeah, Ted was a blast to work with.
That or organize more festivities in Charlotte so it's worth driving.
Right.
When the event you're driving for is shorter than the time back and forth.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know if I can do a weekend show, man. Those are way too much work in the long run. We recorded for 4 hours at Terrence's house. It was a Saturday.
Yeah, discipline, man. You got to cut it off.
No one had anywhere to be the next day. It was just like, we just talked forever. I mean, at least on Mondays, like now, I got to be at work tomorrow, and y'all got to be at work tomorrow. So, yeah, so I guess we have plenty to catch up on as far as books go. Anybody want to kick it off?
I'll start with something that was not from this past week, but the following week.
You mean the previous week?
Yes.
Okay.
Kirkman did his own little mini crossover where started off in Invincible 57 and then jumped into his other series, Astonishing Wolfman number 11. And the cool thing I like about this is it came out the same week. So I didn't have to remember.
Huh.
They were right beside each other on the stands. And a lot of the people on our forum said that they really liked Astonishing Wolfman. I'm still not really feeling it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad little crossover. I mean, it was two issues you could buy right together. And I like Kirkman stuff, and like it was Invincible was involved. It's kind of harmless.
I haven't read Invincible in months.
I know, I'm so far behind.
It would be cool if whatever Wolfman trade this would be included in, they had that issue of Invincible, and whatever Invincible trade they had that issue of Wolfman.
I hope so, because I'm not buying the Ultimate.
It would be cool, but I'm not going to count on it.
Damn,
but,
you,
but as far as crossovers go, it wasn't offensive.
What do you have there that has a panda on the back of it?
That would be an advertisement.
That is Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam.
Uh-huh.
My only complaint about this book by Mike Krunkel is it doesn't come out enough. Like, we're only on the third issue, and it seemed like it got launched, like, in the fall. It's a really good kids' book, still following along with, like, that miniseries.
Uh-huh.
And they've introduced Black Adam, who's kind of punk teenage kid. So he's a kid, too, except when he turns into Black Adam. I mean, it's more than Tiny Titans, which is still kind of... I mean, I really love that book, too, but it's kind of weird.
Tiny Titans in February comes out in trade. The first trade of Tiny Titans.
This one is even more so for kids. As far as dealing with like kid issues and stuff like that, it's about three little kids. But man, I wish he could shoot them out faster. And like I said, this is only the third issue, and it seems like this thing's been forever.
Did you guys see the new Supergirl kid book?
No,
I've only like read Rochelle's blog about
it. It's pretty fun. I got the first issue. It's over with the other ones. Whatever, Devin.
The fact that she's got the skirt.
I'm not
she's
judging.
Pants under the
like
skirt.
I didn't know you were going to buy that shit anyway.
So, probably there was a Supergirl Kitty Pryde team up book.
Oh my God.
Adam would explode.
Why don't you write a Kitty Pryde book?
I don't write.
Why don't you draw a Kitty Pryde?
I don't draw. Have you seen my postings on the forum? Have you seen my
drawings?
Of
that,
no.
Devin has posts on the forum.
I am all over
Holy
the place
shit.
This week.
Not only that, he actually came back after that barrage.
Yeah, I figure I might as well start, you know, commenting on some shit. Might as well. So many more people to talk to about comics.
Now that we're speaking of the forum real quick, I did post an awesome drawing on there.
V still has not posted pictures of her in the pocketless jean bikini panty.
I don't think she actually has a pair. I think that's just for your
She's Asian.
Thinking.
She has them.
Codename Yellowtail.
V. Man, yeah.
Speaking of which, she's in Canada.
I was about to say that. In Canada and tweeting her life.
What's she
that
doing?
That girl has a lot of tweets on Twitter.
What the hell is she doing on Canada?
She went to school abroad or something?
Yeah, like Prince George or something
like
that?
Yeah, she's in Prince... Yeah, King George.
Really?
She's up on the West Coast and in Canada.
Oh, she's going to get laid in Canada.
If it would have happened by now, I would have expected it to be Twittered about. At least like hints or
all right.
something.
All right,
yeah,
V, here's a hint.
I guarantee you she'll tell us when it happens.
Just
I
go
feel
up,
left out if not.
Just go up to a guy and say... Hey, you want a Molson A? And if that doesn't get you in, then I don't know. Start trying to talk about hockey or
something. Yeah,
some
see, like, sucks there's no hockey in Canada still, eh?
What?
The NHL's
yeah,
all in
true.
The...
It's weird.
You got gay marriage, but no hockey.
Good luck, V.
Yes, also on the forum, we have our... we're still doing our Best of 2008. Did we post all of... Is that the last category? That
we have
posted?
20 so far.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know if we really want any more nomination threads or not, but the polling will begin one way or another soon.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I figure what are we aiming for? A couple weeks, I guess?
Yeah.
A couple more weeks of nominations and another week, maybe?
Most of the nominations are probably about ready to cut off.
Yeah, so... but anybody who hasn't gone to the forum, if there's anything you want on there in a second, I'd go up there and nominate...
We got a new member today, I believe.
Really?
Gentleman from South Carolina somewhere calling himself the Black Glove.
We got him a few days ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, he showed up a few days ago. I don't know who he is.
I don't know, but he's got some postings.
He does.
He might be Thomas Wayne.
Dr. Hurt.
But
yeah, if you're interested in the nominations, if you've been holding out, go ahead and visit because the nominations will stop and the polling show begin soon.
You know, if you don't feel that you want to sign up for the forum because you do have to sign up to nominate and stuff like that, you can still go read it without signing up. if you're interested, you know, check it out, read it, and maybe it'll sway you toward maybe you disagree. So give it a shot. I don't know. All right. So any other books you got there? Are we moving on to Devin?
We can just go around.
After that interlude, we can do that. Because Ted, like, took over review time at the Sweet Christmas Show. He reviewed, like, 4 or 5 more books that I actually cut from the show.
Really?
Yeah.
He was pretty anxious to be on the show, though.
He was excited. He had notes.
That's more preparation than we do.
Yep.
So, what you got, D? You remember anything?
Well, I've got a little stack over here. A lot of shit came out, man.
How would you say that?
That's what she said.
Well, we can start with Old Man Logan.
That's one of the two books I brought with me that I remember reading.
I got a bunch of love on the forum. Is that the latest one?
Yes.
Yeah. It's being really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
Is that right?
It tells the backstory of, I'm like, you know the premise. It's in the future. Wolverine doesn't kill anymore.
I didn't know that he didn't kill anymore. I knew it was like in the future.
Yeah, basically, it's in the future. He's a farmer. These claws will be used for farming only or something.
He hadn't popped his claws in 50 years.
Yeah, he doesn't, and Hawkeye basically comes and gets him and says, hey, I need you to...
Hawkeye? Why is Hawkeye still alive?
He survived.
Because he's a blind swordsman.
He's blind, yeah.
He's Rutger Hauer.
What did this turn into, cat people?
But he goes to get Wolverine and says, hey, I need you to drive me cross country. So Wolverine's like, fine, but I'm not killing anybody. And so this is their adventure cross country after the villains have all won and the heroes are mostly dead. And the whole time he's not killing. He's not killing. And this gives the backstory of why. Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some questionable sequences in it, I guess. Where somebody questioned, he was like, I don't really get how this could happen on the forum. And it's one of those suspension disbelief things, I think.
Yep. There was a couple issues there where it was lagging a little bit, and I was kind of, you know, don't want to stay on, but...
The art was really good, though.
The art's always good in that book, but, I mean, this issue definitely, like, legitimized it for me.
Yeah.
And I don't like everything, motherfuckers. Let me just go ahead and put that out there. I do not like everything I read. Oh, X-Men Noir.
Yes.
And
you liked it.
Yeah, I did like it.
Did you read the Spider-Man?
But I'm huge on, like, noir movies and shit like that.
I like them too, but I just didn't think it had... I think it had a forced feel to it. Not a forced field. A forced feel.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it was also the first issue of a book, so I try not to judge too much on that. But, right. I mean, it kept me interested. Not enough to where I'm going to buy the next one. But if
you'll borrow my next one, which I'm not buying.
If I find somebody who reads it, I'll borrow that shit.
He's writing some good stuff, so it's surprising, I guess.
So let me just say that Devin liking everything is definitely a misconception.
And actually, I was talking to Sean, and she had named him as an up-and-coming writer to look out for.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Before you, what you got a question, Brian?
Well, about the Wolverine thing.
Yes.
I kind of agree. It was an awesome looking fight scene. The artwork is great.
See?
I know how people will say that we'll have a problem with how it happened.
Yeah. And just in case I decide to put this in a little earlier, spoiler alert on this.
But Marvel thinks Wolverine is the baddest man in the universe,
right,
though.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me that whoever wrote it would think that Wolverine could do that. But I also agree with other people that, yeah, Wolverine couldn't do that.
Basically, the question was, you know, it's like, okay, the argument is he was able to do it because they didn't want to kill him because they're his friends.
Right.
And the other argument is, I'm pretty sure after he killed one of us, I'd have blasted a hole through his face if I was Cyclops or something.
Plus, because he's going to regenerate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like, why wouldn't Storm just throw him like across the continent?
Yeah,
Or like Colossus, he's metal.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And that scene, I view that as if you're a big Wolverine fan, you'd be like, hell yeah, you can do that. And if you're not, you'd be like, yeah, there's no way he could kill all those people.
How did Jubilee survive the longest?
Yeah, I figured that would have been like
Captain
America.
Well, that was another thing, because he was supposedly... Who was he fighting with?
Bullseye.
Yeah. He's fighting with Bullseye for 90 minutes, he says, to the death. And then whoever...
And then Jubilee.
That Bullseye starts... Yeah.
I wouldn't fight with Jubilee 90 seconds to the death. It's going to take Wolverine 90 minutes to kill her?
Who knows?
But it was still badass.
It still looked great. The artwork in there is really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fucked. And
as reasons go for him not popping his claws, it's a pretty good reason.
It's a pretty fucking good reason.
Yeah, murdering all of the people you were co-workers with.
Especially,
probably,
I don't know about y'all, but after I figured out that, you know, he killed everybody and everything, like... I definitely went back and like looked at all the deaths. I'm like, damn, dude, look at that. Just like, okay, these two people in the heart right there together. Heads getting lopped off. Like, oh yeah, there goes your head, Iceman. Sorry. Good night. What about the Venom Saur at the end?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Oh, that shit's great. Okay, anyway, yeah. Moving on.
All right, so my thing that I have other than that I brought with me to talk about was Kick-Ass. We've waited quite a while for this issue. I don't even know how long it's been since the last issue came out.
The movie may be out before we get the next issue.
Now, I'm not saying it's bad, because it's still a good book, but I think for having to have waited as long as I did, for this to be the slowest issue so far in the series, it was kind of bad timing to be a slow issue after such a long wait. So, I mean,
The whole issue is kind of like him finding a buddy.
Which was cool and fun, but it'd have been probably a lot better if it had come out, you know, a month after the last issue. And I could have been like, oh, okay, this is a continuing story. But when you wait so long, you really just want something really, really there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you not?
Well, the way I look at it is it comes out so infrequently that basically it's one of those books I kind of forget about and don't like try and find out when the next Kick-Ass is coming out.
I mean, I don't think about it either.
I just try to like block it out of my mind. And then when it shows up in my pull, I'm like, oh,
well, like the issue before that one. It was so long before the previous one had come out. I didn't know it came out until one of you guys walked in with it that week we were doing the show. It's like I didn't even look for it on the shelf.
Man, Romita Jr., he's really good. His line work is great and all that stuff. He's got issues with proportions, though. His stuff is very improportional.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, it just is. I mean, the last page of this issue, he's got like the little like 11-year-old girl.
Yeah, she's really tall on that last page.
She's like almost as tall. She's up to the shoulder, and she was tiny.
Maybe she hit a growth spurt.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since issues. Yeah.
But yeah, she was tiny in the last issues, and his head is like way bigger than his body.
Looks like, dude, old buddy, Kick-Ass looks like a mask or something right there.
I'm surprised he hasn't on purpose started drawing the big guy as Nicolas Cage now.
is that who's being cast as him?
Yeah.
Awesome.
For real?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is the big
guy. Who's going to be Kick-Ass?
I've never heard of him before. Yeah. You can find set pictures and stuff like that online.
I guess I was really surprised on here that, you know, they build up to, you know, we now know that he has a villain and we know that who it is. And he was even introduced earlier in the series, but they just didn't even move toward that at all.
Yeah.
And in this one, that didn't progress at all. So
I think kind of what you said is, if that was something that was coming out every month, and it was solid, this just would have seemed like kind of a bridge issue.
But
because it was so long, it seems like you're kind of lost because it's not like you just read any of the other issues.
More stands out, with stuff like that. Yeah, just it's really just that last page of the book. It's not that's like, come on, can you like? I don't know. It's hard to talk bad about John Romita Jr. But that last page is just kind of
a fit.
Just kind of silly. It's just kind of silly. I've read all of the Annihilation Saga. I finished reading that.
You like that as much as some of our forum peeps have?
Yeah, it's really good. It's huge, and so many people die, and like there's lots of backstabbing. It's a very full story. It's a huge story. Really,
how many
really
trades
good.
Is that? Or did you have the single issues?
I borrowed them from Brennan. And it was three hardbacks. I haven't completely read the entire thing. It's like six books total for the whole Annihilation. I've read the first three collections, and it's really, really good. It's just such a big story, and you can start from that, and it fills a lot of backstory in and all the characters. Like if you don't
kind
know
explaining
who
people are,
because
I know dick about the Marvel's cosmic characters. Yeah. If his name isn't Galactus,
Thanos,
or the Silver Surfer, and I don't really know anything about them except one of them's a big and purple.
Yeah, it explains all this stuff, and it's like they have like dossiers of each character. Like you read a story, and at the end of that story, some of the characters that were introduced, there's like a dossier for that.
Speaking
character.
Speaking of Thanos, isn't he back in the new Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know. I'm like two issues behind on that. I got some catching up to do. You guys reading anybody reading any more any of the new Dark Reign stuff?
Well, like the new Avengers Dark Reign?
Yeah.
I thought this was real solid.
Which one is that?
Book.
Is that the one that came out a couple weeks ago that I reviewed on the Sweet Christmas show?
I don't know. If you did, I don't remember that part of it.
Oh, wait.
It's the only one that's come.
I didn't read that
post after.
No, I haven't read that one yet. Did I? No.
I read Iron Man.
Cool thing I like about it is it is bringing Cap full fledged into dealing with other heroes and dealing with Marvel Universe and kind of doing something that original Cap would have.
Yeah.
And it also takes a real surprising turn, at least for me, with the Luke Cage baby saga.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At the end?
Yeah, at the end. The way that if you ever read it at all.
I'm not going to buy it and tell me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I might read Sean's at some point, but.
Basically, where I mean, read mine.
Well, she has to, yeah.
Here, just look at that right there. Well, I can't. Or do you want to read the whole thing?
I mean, I'll read it, I guess, if you want to let me borrow it.
But basically, what's left of the new Avengers try to help Luke and Jessica find the kid and are not immediately successful with that. So Cage apparently is going to go to Osborn and cut a deal, that if Osborn will find his kid, he'll work for him.
Do you think that Luke Cage is going to be the Iron Patriot?
That would be weird.
I don't know. I think he'd get more mileage out of having Luke Cage under his thumb than he would having him in costume.
Yeah.
I think Iron Patriot would just be some villain. I really think that's going to be like a Thunderbolts thing where give villains new costumes.
Yeah.
Kind of a situation. But I mean, I was kind of surprised that Bendis went there with his boy.
Times, man.
Cage really is one of his favorites.
If there's anything that'll turn you to do some fucked up shit is to protect your kids. So.
Although, I mean, he didn't do it in Civil War. I guess it's a different situation.
She ran to Canada or something.
Yeah.
During Civil War.
Yeah, and now baby has been kidnapped by a Skrull and taken God knows where.
But, I mean, Osborn, I honestly I've never had a Skrull kidnap one of my kids.
Hmm.
So I don't really know how I would react, but I mean, would you really think that Norman Osborn is going to get right on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, look how he treated his old kid.
Well, he might, but what price is it going to come with? You know?
Yeah,
we shall see.
I don't know,
but yeah, it's another good issue.
I'm still really interested in buying new Avengers because of
the team dynamic.
Yeah, because of the people that are on the team.
Yeah.
Especially if Cap's going to jump in there, too, because I think that even adds to it. But I'm still not sold on the other.
Yeah. Well, this is also telling us that Luke Cage is going to continue to play a big part in what's going on.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great. Yeah, man, it is. I fucking love Luke Cage.
It's the year of the cage. Did you read that Fraction Iron Man?
Yes.
Was it not as good as I said it was?
How good did you say it was?
Fucking awesome.
Yes, it was.
Man, it was so good. And I'm going to continue to read that book.
It was really good.
I've read all of Sean's Dark Reign that I've seen so far. Mm-hmm. And so far, that's the only one that it's like, I have to read this book. It's so
good. Yeah,
I'm hoping I can get away with that.
Every Iron Man book that those guys have done, Fraction and Company, has exceeded my expectation.
Okay, one thing that I do have to say that, although I'm glad that they're bringing Cap in and everything, and that Bucky is like trying his damnedest to become Captain America and not just Winter Soldier Bucky,
right?
You know, reformed. Okay, I'm not going to try and kill anybody, but and now he's actually trying to be Cap.
Yeah,
Steve.
This is something Steve would do.
Yeah,
so I need
exactly.
To as well.
Yeah, the only thing I got a problem with that is. That New Avengers, like these books, New Avengers, Mighty Avengers, all that kind of shit, tend to have more cartoony type artists on them than do the Cap series.
Right.
I can put up with the shitty costume in the Cap series because it's drawn so dulled down and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got Epting and new guy on it,
dude,
Luke Ross.
It was shiny as fucking this.
This one scene where it's like the Avengers Assemble scene or whatever, where they're all like on the side of the building. That shit looks absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm still.
This is the first time that the suits really bothered me.
Still very much, in love with the character.
Yeah.
And in love with the stories that they're telling. And still very much do not like the suit.
Yeah.
Even like you said, when it's in the regular Cap book and Epting or Ross or somebody like that is drawing it, it's not as bad.
Yeah, you don't really notice it. They don't shine it up or anything. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have some semblance of a belt on him. This looks like a unitard.
Oh, it looks like a tard, all right.
One of the ads I see in here, they have the Secret Invasion War of Kings. which I guess will be the like the Inhumans book.
Yeah,
that's gonna come out.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm gonna pick that. It's Abnett and Lanning, and they're doing the Guardians of the Galaxy and all the other space stuff. So I'm kind of curious about it. I may go ahead and pick up that first issue probably and check it out.
I still haven't jumped on the
Inhumans was
space stuff yet, so I'm probably not pass either. On that one.
I couldn't tell you shit about Black Bolt.
I'm learning a lot more. I'm starting to read some of his
stuff. That's about all I know. He doesn't say much. I love my favorite thing ever with Black Bolt is if you read any of the mini Marvels.
Yeah,
strips,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where people will try to say what he's saying, and Hawkeye will usually come around and say, "How do you know that's what he means? Somebody give him a pad."
Yeah. Yeah, they interpret for him.
And like one of them I remember is like, he's making hand signals, and Tony Stark says, I'm like, oh, well, he agrees. And Hawkeye says, I just think he wants to play rock, paper, scissors. And then, like, you go a couple of panels, and you see them in the background playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I do remember those. Those are hilarious, man. That's a really good book.
Let me tell you what else I picked up.
Okay.
I wasn't sure I was gonna, but I did. Batman Cacophony, number 2 came out. And it was pretty good. Fuck you, Kevin Smith. Damn it, man. I wanted to hate that book so much because I really didn't like most of what they did with the Joker in the first one. And right. Apparently, I'm like the only person on the fucking planet that had any kind of problem with this book. But it was just bothering me a little bit of the campiness. It was a little too much. When he goes over and like pulls his pants down and like rears up against a tree and is like, "All right, I'm ready." Like, what the fuck, dude? Really? This is what we gotta put up with here? Like this? And Batman is written sort of. I mean, Kevin Smith's writing it, so he kind of writes Batman like Silent Bob version of Batman, you know. So he says shit that is not really. Just the way he talks is like, Batman don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying?
Selena?
Chasing Selena. Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
God, that totally took me off track. But anyway, this book, this one was pretty solid. I mean, they kind of started saving it in the last one whenever Joker blew up a school full of children.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked up. Yeah. I'm like, okay, he's a sick fucker. But yeah, reading this one, it's... much better. And this one, I kind of just read it as the Joker from the animated series, like Mark Hamill's voice. Like, the whole time I'm reading it, all I hear is Hamill going off. But another thing is...
That's probably a pretty good way to think about how he would write the Joker.
Yeah. And, I like Onomatopoeia. I liked him as a villain in that Green Arrow series. Yeah. And in this one, pretty good, too. I don't know.
Is that only a two-parter?
Three.
Three.
So one more part that we might have to wait 6 years for.
I was going
to
say, you might get caught.
I know, man. And this
that reminds me.
It's come out like this is a pretty much on-time book.
I was surprised to see it on the shelf when I went to the shop.
So we'll see. But if the next issue is as good as this one, then it will be
You guys
successful.
Just reminded me of something.
What's that?
In previews. Solicited with a date. In previews. Solicited with a date.
Uh-huh.
Ultimate Wolverine vs. Hulk. Hulk versus Wolverine.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
Actually, I saw an ad. There's some sort of Marvel ad online, I think, for that.
It's coming out like...
No way.
This or next month. It's in previews or something. Yeah. It's in previews. They have a date. It has been solicited.
Now, it's the same one. We're not talking about something different.
Same one.
Because didn't they just have a movie come out or something that's like...
Oh, I don't
there's know. A, yeah. There's a Marvel... There's a Marvel,
it's like a kiddie,
like Marvel,
Marvel
Universe versus the Hulk.
Yeah.
And there's like one story where he fights the Thor... And one story where he fights Wolverine, and one story where he fights like Iron Man or something like that.
This is number 3.
Of how many?
Four.
Four.
I'm pretty sure it was only a 4-part thing to begin with.
But yeah, they have a date for it. And I believe they're actually re-releasing like 1 and 2 also. Yeah.
That's what they have to do for Kevin Smith books. I remember when the Spider-Man Black Cat thing, when they first started, you know, newly releasing the new issues... And they put out the first 3 or whatever, or however many it was, in the little Marvel must-haves.
Yeah.
But, wow, man. Right. Ultimate Wolverine versus Hulk. That is crazy. What a great book, too, man.
Those
two issues were stellar. I fucking loved it. I loved that second issue with the whole thing with Bruce Banner.
I never read any of them.
It was good, man. It was
really
good.
The only thing I remember from it is the image that was all over the, online where he was ripping. Where you ripped? Well,
yeah, that happens on like the second page. And then like
that's why it took so long to come out. Where do you go from there?
Well, you had to regenerate for the last 3 years.
Well, then it goes back and like shows you how like they got to that point or whatever. But like the whole second issue was basically sort of Banner, like, if I remember correctly, it was Banner basically trying to figure out in his head, well, am I, like, who am I now? Am I Bruce Banner, who is sometimes the Hulk? Or am I, like, now is it to the point where I'm the Hulk, you know?
Oh, God, you just remind me of something horrible.
Well, whatever. That's not horrible. It just is taking forever to come out.
I read, I finally read the Brian Azzarello Joker book. Did you get that for Christmas by any chance, Brian?
Nah, so I haven't even...
Maybe I'll give you mine. It's okay. It's,
I've seen it on the shelf. I just haven't...
It's not as good.
I just haven't felt like buying it.
It wasn't as good as the Lex Luthor book, I don't think.
I really like that Lex
Man
Luthor
of Steel
series.
Was a damn good book.
That was a good series.
Yeah. Azzarello can be a little hit or miss, though.
Well, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely a sequel to the movie. He gets out of Arkham. And it's told from the point of view of like a sidekick kind of thing. So it's a good point of view. It's an original idea. It's a good continuation of probably what would happen. It's basically Joker trying to get everything back that he lost when he was in Arkham. Like all the gangs got their pieces of land back, or like everything. So he's trying to get all that. And so it's cool. It just didn't really. It wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't that exciting.
It wasn't a whole lot to it.
Yeah. It was a good point of view. It was a good concept. It just
that Man of Steel
okay,
series.
Execution.
As did for Luthor, though. I really like that series. Like that came out at the same time that Rosenbaum was really kicking ass as Luthor on Smallville.
Yeah.
And like makes you root for Luthor to kill Superman, which
was,
I do anyway.
This is one of the books I was reading when from Flacco's collection when I started getting back into comics. That was one of the ones that helped me go, man, there is good stuff out there other than these three books that I just finished reading, like Preacher and stuff like that.
You're not reading Fantastic Four either, are you?
No.
Neither one of y'all?
No.
Well, it's good.
That's what I hear. I heard it's
good. Yeah, it's still good, and it's about to get better, I think.
Yeah?
Finally, what I just heard... Well, I mean, I heard a long time ago that the big thing was that they were going to bring in Doom's, like, whoever Doom's teacher was or whatever.
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, they are.
The person who taught him, like, the mystic arts or whatever?
I don't know. Like, whoever taught him to be fucking Doom.
What?
No one teaches Doom to be Doom.
Except for whoever it was.
Doom just is.
Hey, there's this one. Like,
I have no idea.
Like, Reed Richards goes and sees him in jail or whatever, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, he's like, the man who taught me everything I know, the first supervillain, if you will.
So I haven't ever heard anything about that with Doom.
No, I don't know anything.
9 weeks. Oh. We'll see if Sue Richards can die twice. anyway, this issue was a funeral of an invisible woman, and... It was good.
And she's not dead?
Yeah, she's dead.
She's dead?
The real one.
Yeah.
Sue Richards, in continuity, is dead.
Yeah.
Really?
From the future.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that, where she knows that she's going to die now, even though, or something, she'll always wonder if that was her walking, because she got hit by a car. Didn't she get hit by a car?
What, to get killed by this?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like they basically they like save that. The world,
yeah,
and like to save face or to save his dignity. Apparently, Doom just fucking like evaporates her, and but it's not that pretty. He basically, like fries her to like ash,
incinerates her.
Yeah,
why hasn't he been doing that all along?
Because
he gets beat all along. If he's going to save face, shouldn't they all be dead by now?
Well, what happened was that like they kidnapped.
Her thing in the Fruity Pebbles?
See, this is kind of telling a lot of shit, but they, what happens is these people come from the future, and you got, like, a smart Hulk, but he's, like, all hulked out, but he's got glasses on. Apparently, he's, like, Hulk's grandson or something like that, and Sue Richards, but you don't know it's her, she's just an older lady or whatever, and apparently, she was, like, frozen cryogenically or some shit, or somehow or another, Reed Richards found out a way to keep her to where she would be able to, like, do this thing. And you don't know what the fuck it is. And you're like, who are these people? There's, like, Alex Ultron and Lightwave. And then this hooded man who you later find out is Wolverine. But,
Does he pop his claws?
People love
yes, he does.
People love writing about old Wolverine.
But yeah, well, Mark Miller evidently.
Yeah, he's writing
his book too.
Yeah.
But they had kid they hey,
Mark,
kidnapped
you do this book and have all Wolverine in it? Yes. They I'll take it.
They kidnapped Doom and they hook him and up. They hook him and whatchamacallit, Johnny Storm up to Galactus. Like an inactive Galactus to like power this fucking machine to like bring all the people from their Earth or what their time or whatever like back.
You say inactive Galactus?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Anyway.
But it was good.
Yeah, whatever. Just fucking read it. It's good. The art's awesome. And
it's Steve
and,
McNiven, too, isn't
and
it?
And the story's badass. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, it's Millar. No. Oh, it's Hitch.
Not. Oh, it's Brian Hitch.
Yeah.
Brian Hitch and Mark Millar?
Yeah.
Millar.
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 Apparently it's Millar, and he lets people call him Millar because he thinks it's funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't you just a cheeky bastard?
Aren't you a funny Yankee? You bastard. Give me another Guinness.
Both Brubaker's books were good.
I haven't read Incognito or Cap.
Cap and Daredevil.
Oh, you haven't read Oh, God, Daredevil, man. What is going on with that guy? Son of a bitch. I forgot all about Daredevil. Good yeah. God.
You can't catch a break. You can't catch a break.
Okay, you know that's one of the things on our forum. Like we have the nomination for like downer of the
downer
month or whatever.
Downer
and like
of the
you know,
month.
I was like Daredevil, and someone was like, but in Walking Dead, people are dying all the time. I was like, yeah, but have you read a Daredevil? How could you feel good after ever reading that book?
Sometimes it's better if people die than if they live like Matt Murdock.
At least it's sometimes okay when you finish reading a Walking Dead. You're like, hey, you know, that gives me hope. Daredevil never gives you hope.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Even if it ends, even if nobody, like, even if something horrible doesn't happen, it only makes you think, oh, man, next issue, something really bad is going to happen to him.
He totally got busted, man.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, dude, what Rick had to win, I mean, really, dude.
Yeah, it's bad.
We can't talk about it because people haven't read it. But
yeah, we still have people that haven't read that.
But holy shit, dude. I mean, you see that? I mean, is there anything worse
you
could ever
see? It's an utter downer. And, you know, and I nominated.
That issue, though, I mean, that.
Yeah.
I think I got nominated for, like, either moment of the year or worst moment of the year. But I remember reading that book.
I think it's both.
And saying that. I mean, like, reading that, it's like, man, anything will happen. And I remember on our show after that, I think I even said, I don't expect Rick to make it through this book now.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Oh, he's long said that nobody, especially Rick, is safe.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. But that's that Daredevil, man.
Rick's going to die at some point. It's just when? Green Lantern?
I haven't read that yet.
Oh. Red Lanterns everywhere.
Oh, are they? They show up,
and they got something more sinistro.
Let me say that Marvel's
not only that, but there's big cliffhanger for Hal in this issue too.
Really? Yeah, no shit. Oh,
damn, I haven't read it.
I don't think they're gonna do it because really? I think it would have leaked out. Like you would, because they have like the new Justice League series that he's gonna be in that he's like the leader of.
Yeah,
like I've seen promotional images and stuff like that. I think it would have leaked out if they were gonna do it. But it makes you wonder if one of the Lanterns will be jumping to the other side.
Let me just say, damn, comics are coming out on Friday last week.
Yeah, that's not good for anybody.
I'm so far behind, and I picked up
my first Final Crisis. Whatchamacallit?
A lot of red. In this
one do you get?
I got that Secret Files just to be like, maybe this will tell me that's going on that I'm not really getting. No, all I get is a Libra story. Like, basically, Libra becoming Libra.
The only Final Crisis stuff I've really liked is, I like the Rogue's Revenge series.
Rage of
the Superman Beyond.
That kind of leads into, Rebirth Green Lantern, Rebirth for the Barry Allen or whatever.
I'm starting to.
The only thing I really liked is the one issue they did about John Johns is being dead.
Mm.
Like they basically did like a tribute issue or whatever, and that was pretty good.
They did the Rage of the Red Lanterns.
They don't even count that. I really don't.
It had it on the title.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a Final Crisis crossover sort of.
Ow.
But the latest issue of Green Lantern was solid as always.
I got it.
I want to read that the Superman Beyond thing because I'm pretty sure it has a lot to do with Final Crisis, but. This was not what I was looking for.
And basically, to a certain extent, the last two pages of this has two different cliffhangers for
it's
you.
It's just like, honest to God, man, I'm reading this shit, and I know, like, it's big things are happening sort of in Final Crisis, but, dude, I fucking don't care.
Yeah.
You know? I don't fucking care.
But
for me to say that is saying something.
The bad thing is that DC is really going to try to force you to, because, like, there's not going to be any Batman books when Final Crisis ends, and, like, the Superman books are going to be different, too, because Superman's gone, too.
Yeah, but they're doing that new Krypton storyline right now, and
well, see, I don't know if they're going to have that not tie in, maybe, but like the regular Superman book, supposedly Superman's not going to be around,
huh?
And then there's going to be no Batman for months afterwards. They're going to do that whole Battle for the Cow miniseries, but no Batman books are going to be published,
huh? Jumping back over into Marvel land, the Marvel Eyes of the Camera.
Yeah,
Eye of the Camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I only read the first issue. I picked up second issue. The art in it's really good. I mean, okay, so it's basically, it's not Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross like the other one Marvel's was, but I mean the guy that's doing the art in it's really good art, and it basically has the same kind of feel. It's a continuation of Marvel's, like where Marvel's took place from the birth of superheroes.
Right.
This is actually like the next wave, talking about the like mutants that are starting to show up. And it's showing the whole people freaking out about mutants and how, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, like, drawing the line between superheroes and mutants and things like that. And it's actually really good. It has that same kind of, it has, like, the Cold War kind of feel to it that the Marvels had and everything.
Busiek's still writing that, isn't he?
Yeah. Kurt Busiek's still writing it,
Alex Ross doesn't have anything to do with the art.
No, but the art is really good in it. I mean, yeah, it's really good, and I do recommend, especially if you like Marvels. If you like Marvels, I do recommend picking it up.
A book that came out this past week that, I mean, it got no publicity at all. I could, you know, you didn't hear anything from any creators talking about it whatsoever. That's sarcasm.
Are you talking about, I'm guessing, Incognito? Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
I think Brubaker is, obviously, he's one of all of our favorites.
Yeah.
So this is not a shot at him at all. He's got to have something on other creators, like naked pictures of Warren Ellis and an octopus or something.
Because they're all over his nards. Yeah, right?
Every time he's got something coming out, oh, yeah, Brubaker did this. He's got to have, like, naked pictures of all of them together.
Yeah, they're all like, don't forget Incognito. Don't forget Incognito. Hey, there's this book Incognito coming out.
And they
out.
All had books coming out that week, too. Didn't say shit about their own books. Hey, big up Incognito. Or Brubaker will suffocate me in my sleep.
They did that a couple weeks ago, or with the last issue of Criminal, I believe, as well. It was a lot of the exact same thing.
Go buy Criminal. Forget the like Bendis. Forget the three books I have out today. Go buy Criminal. It's like, wait, what?
It's really fun. I haven't had a chance to read it. Have you read it?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's rock solid.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Phillips' art is amazing.
Same team as Criminal.
It is pretty.
It seems like it's a little bit slower out the gate because he's trying to give so much backstory explaining the basis of this guy and why he's where he's at before he leaps into more bulk of the story. And I guess, like, in Criminal, it doesn't start as slow because he immediately wants to get something to hook you in to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing like Ghastly, I guess, in this first one to get you hooked the same way, but it was still probably the best thing I read all week.
I do look forward to it. I look forward to that Green Lantern too. I just haven't had a chance. I mean, I gotta read Cap.
Cap's really good too. Cap gets a little beat down.
The only books this week that came out that I read were Kick-Ass and Old Man Logan. That was it. Oh no, I did read my Wolverine First Class. It's pretty cool. It's part one of two. Wolverine gets turned into a werewolf.
Huh? Isn't he already a werewolf?
No, he's Wolverine. He gets bitten by a werewolf and he turns into a werewolf.
That's... Wow.
So, is it going to be as good as old issues, those issues of Captain America I was trying to find where Cap turned into a werewolf?
I don't know.
I've never even seen that shit.
The Cap Wolf. We're
digging in the basement at Richards, and I think it's like a 6-issue series in Captain America, and I think I found like 4 of them.
And then you gave up.
He's got a lot of boxes down there. I found those 4 issues pretty easy.
I also learned that apparently Kitty Pryde's phasing ability allows her to levitate somehow. At least she does in this book. She levitates.
Huh.
apparently she can anti-phase. I don't know how that works. I don't think it's... I think that's probably something that they shouldn't have put in that book.
I don't know. If you were intangible, wouldn't you float or sink or something?
Who knows how her phasing works.
I'm not Mr. Wizard.
No Bill Nye's here. but yeah, it's still a fun book, even though it kind of made me scratch my head there. But what can you do?
Any of you unable to resist temptation and go see the Spirit movie?
No, not yet. Well,
not going to see it. Not going to see it. Sean said it sucked.
I tell you.
At least she got in for free for that. That's the only reason she gets a pass for saying that.
Mm-hmm. I think at one point we were going to talk about some sort of New Year's resolution thing. Do you have any quick, anybody have any ones they want to throw out there?
I resolved to clean up my pool list.
About 5 or 10 minutes. I think we're calling it.
That's my resolution.
That was going to be mine.
it's already mine. I mean, something that Adam
I've already started. Yeah.
Adam and I talked about it on the phone, but you know, we've had some listener comments recently kind of saying that people think that we're reading too much stuff because we're talking too much about negative stuff.
I agree.
And I agree too.
Well, I mean, I ain't reading it because I want it to be shitty. I'm reading it because I think it's going to be good, you know?
I don't know, but I...
So it's hard to stop buying some shit, you know?
I read some stuff that I don't have good thoughts about it going in, but I'm reading it just because it's... I'm reading it just because it's Batman.
My problem for the most part...
Just because it's Justice League or whatever?
My problem for the most part is not buying... Is not like what I buy on my pull list. My problem is all the extra bullshit that I picked up. Yeah.
I only bought 7 books last week. I mean, I couldn't remember the last time I didn't buy like 10 or more books, period.
Yeah,
So I'm going to try to... I'm trying to cut back.
I'm cutting my pull list. I'm cutting a lot of the Marvel and DC stuff is getting cut. And I'm still going to give... first issues chances of when a new storyline starts or something. Not a new storyline, but a new book that starts. I'll definitely give a chance. The cover looks cool or the art looks good. I'll definitely give it a chance. But I'm not giving it multiple chances. You know, it's either going to be good or it's not. And I'm not going to drag myself. I'm not going to buy 3 issues of a 5-parter and go, well, I got to finish it now. I'm not going to do that.
I used to get caught in doing that. If the first issue doesn't knock it out of the box and it's a mini series, bye.
However, I do got to say, I bought the 3rd issue of that Superman's Supergirl Maelstrom.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, but Rochelle likes it so much, I keep buying the issues. Because I'm like afraid I'm missing. Like Phil Noto does the art in it.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I'm not digging the storyline. But every time it comes out, Rochelle's like talking about how good it is. And I'm like, maybe I'm just missing something. I'm going to ride this one to the end. So thanks, Rochelle. But that's really all I got is I want to cut things. I'm not gonna like resolve to be more positive. I'm just gonna resolve to remove negativity.
Yeah. Talk about the positive stuff and ignore the negative stuff more. And part of that's just not buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, like Batman, I'm done for a while. I'm done till it's good again. And same thing like the Justice League and Justice Society.
Not reading it.
You know.
Yeah, I dropped those a while ago.
But, what about any resolutions you wish you could have for the companies? Like for Marvel, I wish they'd produce more stuff out of Icon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
Kick-Ass definitely. And Criminal and Incognito are great. How about give another creator a shot in there?
You know, it's really weird. As far as the Icon stuff goes, you always read stuff in the back of Icons, and they're talking about how they're doing this themselves. Yeah. And it's costing them so much money, and please support us and help get the word out. But you don't hear shit like that coming from image creators or I guess it's strict. I guess Image does financially back what they publish.
Yeah.
And I mean, does Icon not back any of it? I mean, is it just because it's bigger name people and they're used to making more money? But
my honest opinion, anyway. I have no proof of this, but here's my thought process. Is part of the reason why some of these name people are pushing so hard for the Icon stuff is because they really want it to succeed. Because I think Marvel is footing the bill.
Yeah.
But Marvel is saying, if it's not this level successful, we're not going to keep doing it. Because we can sell...
Like poor Minx.
Whatever... Yeah, I mean, they can sell whatever issues of X-Men in their sleep with Charlie Brown and Lucy drawing and writing it. But for them to do the Icon stuff with a lot less ads and better quality paper and all that kind of stuff...
Yeah.
I think Bendis and Ellis and Fraction and those... I mean, I'm sure they're friends with Brubaker, but I think part of the reason why they're pushing it is they all want an Icon book.
Yeah, keep
and
it
if
alive.
It's not around, then they won't get it.
Yeah,
that's true.
And like Bendis, I mean, that's their Vertigo.
I mean, Bendis is writing half of Marvel Universe right now, but if he wasn't,
Yeah.
He's a perfect guy for Icon because that's how he started. He started as an indie.
And I mean, even when he came over to Marvel, he was doing Marvel Knights and stuff like that.
Yeah, Marvel Max. I'm sure he's got something tinkering around in his brain that if I ever stop writing half of Marvel, man, I'd love to have my own book, and I'd like for Marvel to be footing it instead of, you know, how the situation with Image is.
I'd really like to see Fraction be able to let his hair down a little bit too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's done some of that stuff, like, with Casanova and whatnot, but it'd be interesting to see what he did, like, in Icon.
Yeah.
I mean, really, anybody, if it's guys like that that do comics that we consistently really like, then you can go check it out regardless.
Yep.
I'm definitely resolving to have some sort of a steady schedule with the dollar
pen. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck, my friend. Yeah,
that's going to be a little tough.
And if it means having one show every 6 months, then that's a steady schedule I can live with.
God, we'd have no listeners left.
Are those torches out here being lit? Pitchforks being thrown?
Yeah, they get mad when I don't
post. Where's this Devin's house? When there's not regular posting, some of our listeners.
Well, if you're looking for the dollar bin, my place is not probably the best place to be looking.
The only thing I can think of is something that Rochelle said in her year wrap up, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Is thorough. Very thorough.
How you know, one of her favorite things about the year was the kids' books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I completely concur with her, is that I hope Marvel and DC continue to try to one-up each other with all-ages books. And it doesn't even have to be completely kid-flavored stuff. Just something that you can give a kid in elementary or middle school to read.
Right.
Yeah.
And have them read it. And part of that's having, you know, no continuity.
Yeah.
I mean, like the spirit books. Or Darwin
recognizable
books.
Characters in a story that you can just read.
Yeah. Darwin Cook's spirit books, while they're adult flavored, I guess you would say, well, what's going on? You can give that to a teenager and not have to worry about mom and dad being pissed
if
they
read it. You
can
give it to a kid, you know, and let them read the Darwin Cook's.
I mean, you can't give him Jonah Hex. But.
No. No, Jonah Hex.
But more stuff like that that you can just give to people. Without having to worry about continuity, without having to worry about content.
This is definitely a good.
That would be my bit, you know, because we're not going to get crossovers to go away.
Nah.
So my next biggest wish is that these companies would continue to push towards continuity, content, light books so that you could just hand to anybody and here's a great book.
And more free Comic Day books.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw on a news site. Information about free comic books, and apparently they've listened to me.
Really?
Because Marvel and DC are both doing event books for Free Comic Book Day that are new.
Huh.
DC is doing something that ties in with Green Lantern Corps.
Awesome.
And Marvel is doing some sort of Avenger book, and is both supposed to be new.
Wow. Well, there you go.
So apparently, see?
Check.
See, sometimes my bitching pays off, people. You complain about me bitching and complaining, then I get the results.
Well, on that. But
yeah, the Free Comic Book Day book listings look good this year.
Excellent.
Wonder where we'll be for Free Comic Book Day.
I don't know. It's a spin a wheel.
Yeah. See, that was sarcasm, too. Unless something catastrophic happens
we'll
in your
everywhere.
Personal life, I know where we'll be for Free Comic Book Day.
I'm sure we'll stop by some other places on the way. Maybe. Yeah, that's our resolution show.
If you're going to be in Charlotte, not this Saturday, 17th. Not next Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday. Stop by the Charlotte Minicon. We'll be there.
That's right.
Devin will be pantsless.
Yeah, we'll have some more announcements. They're announcing a lot of the creators that are going to be there. Our good friend, J. Chris Campbell, will stop by, along with many others and dealers and all that stuff.
J. Chris will also be pantsless.
Yes. And we'll have Huggles. Pantsless Huggles. Pantsless Huggles. Pantsless Huggles. Pantsless Huggles.